Amen. I'll begin with verse 17, and Jesus going up to Jerusalem, Matthew 20:17, took the 12 disciples apart in the way and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. He said to her, What wilt thou? She saith unto him, Grant that these my two sons may sit the one on thy right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, Ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? They said to him, We are able. And he saith unto them, Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to him for whom it is prepared of my Father. And when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brethren. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. I've got a notation in this Bible. It refers you over to a note. Servant. Amen. Let him be your servant, your minister. Whosoever be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And once again, serve. But to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. Amen. He's on the way to Jerusalem. The 21st chapter will take us right into Palm Sunday. The 21st chapter, he rides into Jerusalem on a colt. The humble Savior rides upon the humble colt. Amen. Mark has a little to say about this. And when he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? And they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. He embarrasses them by asking them a question that causes them to turn red in the face. Amen. So they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. Mark 9:35. And they took a child and set him in the midst of them. When he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me Whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name. And he followeth not us, and we forbade him because he followed not us. Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can speak lightly, can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever will give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Because ye belong to Christ. Amen. We're not our own tonight. We belong to Jesus. We've been purchased with a dear price tonight. We belong to God. We have one ambition in life, or should have, and that is to do His will 100% for God. Amen. What does it mean to do His will? It means to follow Him. Praise God. Him who said of himself, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Amen. Like to be a deacon? Amen. We get the word deacon from the Greek word serve, our servant. Amen. You can be a deacon without having the office. Praise God. You can be a deacon and be a woman. Amen. Paul told the Roman church, amen, to help Phoebe in whatever business she has. And he called her a servant. Amen. Same word that the Bible uses here. Amen. In different places for deacon. Praise God. Here's the kind of deacons the Lord needs. He needs some workers. People who will serve. Amen. You don't have to even want to be seen to serve. Even though it may become necessary to be seen to serve. Praise God. You can stay hid out most of the time. Praise God. And still serve. Yes. I feel like because we belong to Christ, we must imitate Him. We must follow Him. They were arguing down the road, lagging behind, amen, chiding among themselves about who should be the greatest. And I guarantee you that if they were like most folks, they were not saying, oh, you take the greatest seat. I'll take the lowest seat. Oh, you take the greatest place. I'll take the lowest place. No. Amen. They were arguing whether I'm going to be the greatest or not. Oh, my. Amen. They were that immature, shall I say, in Christ. My goodness. Amen. That premature in claiming whatever position they might have in the time to come, even in eternity. And one of them had the audacity, a woman, if you will, to come to Jesus and say, let my two boys sit on the right and on the left. When you come here, she came humble. She came worshiping. And that's the way thousands have come throughout the world this Palm Sunday. They came humble. They came worshiping. At least some of them did. Amen. But many of them had an ulterior motive. She fell at His feet and she worshiped Him. Sure she did. The Bible said she did. Amen. She worshiped. Hallelujah. And as she worshiped, Jesus said, what wilt thou? Amen. And she said that my sons may set one on the right hand and one on the left. There was even an ulterior motive in her worship. Amen. She was asking for position for her children. Amen. Yes, amen. We think that's just a little bit Audacious? Oh, my. A little bit premature? Oh, my. Amen. He just told him, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. But they were so busy thinking about what they wanted to get. They didn't hear that. At least it didn't soak in. Were they paying attention to what he said? Amen. He said he's going to be delivered and mocked and scourged and crucified, and the third day he'll rise again. But they didn't get it. At least it didn't look like then. Amen. Came to him the mother of Zebedee's children, with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. Amen. Worshiping. Is it possible to worship, to actually go to church out of an ulterior motive? Amen. She did. Was she sincere? I guarantee you she was dead serious. Dead serious. What wilt thou? She saith unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit the one on thy right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom. And Jesus said, ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of? And to be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with? And now the boys get into the act. They must have been standing behind her as she worshipped and gave the request. Somewhere around anyway. Amen. And they say unto him, we are. They? Sound like there's more than one now, doesn't it? By this time the sons have pulled up beside their mother. And they're standing one on the right hand and probably one on the left of their mother now. And he said, ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink the cup? Now they're hearing you. That I shall drink of and be baptized with baptism, and I'm baptized with. And they say unto him, we are able. He said unto him, ye shall indeed. Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with. What baptism? Suffering. If we suffer with him, only then will we be able to reign with him. Amen. He said, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give. Read that to your oneness friends. Amen. But it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. Amen. You see, he too had become subject totally to the Father's will. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. The Lord's looking for help, but he has no lack for folks to fill an office. There's plenty of people to fill an office, but the Lord's looking for help. He's looking for workers, praise God. Amen. We've got too many chiefs already and not enough Indians. Amen. Here's what they do, chiefs do. You know that the princes, the chiefs of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them. And they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. How shall it be among us? Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. I'm going to say tonight, it's either servant or nothing in the kingdom of God. It's either roll up your sleeves and get to work or nothing in the kingdom of God. Amen. Glory to God, and there's plenty to do. There's prayers to be prayed. Hallelujah. There's supplications to be made. There's witnessing to be done. Glory to God. Oh, there's plenty of work to be done. Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. I mean, that's a double-barreled command, isn't it? If you don't get this word minister, which translated as servant, then you get it in the 27th verse, very plain. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. We have no lack of free advice. Amen. Praise God. Here's where we lack. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Not only to serve, but to die. Hallelujah. Praise God. And after we've died, we have just paid our debt. Brother Lee Irvin used to say that you've not paid your debt to society until you have two children. And he said you've not contributed anything until you've had three. Amen. If you just give back two, you broke even. Amen. Ah, yes, praise God. We need to go the second mile for God. We need to give our life a ransom for many. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so he goes about doing good. Amen. A well-charted path. How am I supposed to serve? He said the Son of Man went about doing good. Amen. Doing good. You ought to follow in his footsteps. Do good. Do good works. Good things. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Amen. They wore him out praying for the sick and healing the sick until he said in my Sunday school lesson this morning, I mentioned it, come aside, come apart and rest a while. Praise God. The disciples found out, as I said in the Sunday school class this morning, that it's hard work to serve God after you get done dividing 5 loaves and 2 fishes among about 25 to 30,000 people. You've done a good, hard evening's work, folks. Amen. I mean, here's 12 disciples feeding a multitude. I know Jesus performed a miracle. I know Jesus, praise God, multiplied the loaves and fishes. But not only did they have to organize a multitude and set them down by 50s and feed the whole bunch, they had to pick up the fragments after the feast was over. Amen. Jesus said that nothing be wasted. Amen. We have a new generation of young people coming on the scene today. Listen to me, young folks. Here's the generation of young people that's coming on the scene today. They've had everything handed to them, and they're totally unprepared to accept, much less perform, responsibility. Amen. My God, we need responsible young people today that will learn that if you don't do it, it might not be done. That God has a destiny for you, and that you can't go through life freelance. Amen. Foot loose and happy free all your life. Fancy free all your life. Amen. You got to get to work. Amen. Brother Collins, you just destroyed my childhood. You just destroyed my youth. Amen. You won't be worth anything to this world. You won't be worth anything in this life You won't be worth anything to anybody yourself either unless you learn to serve. Amen. The reason Mike has been able to land so many jobs, he came up here looking for work. He found out that, amen, that there's so many opportunities up here for somebody that can work, that has work, that wants to work, that there's no end to it. Anybody that wants to work in this Miami Valley can go to work tomorrow. You may not make $20 an hour, amen, but you can learn while you're making five. Praise God. And folks are looking for people. You think they're not watching? You think they don't know? Amen. God knows. As a young preacher, about 17 years old, I took a job with Brother Floyd Lindsay, deacon of the Midway Pentecost Church, still there, incidentally, in the church, not deacon anymore, but he's still there in the church. He's up past 80 now. Amen. But he had a lot of trucks, a lot of machinery, and did a lot of contract work, and he contracted some of the work on the bridges. And when they built the new bridges on Highway 63, going out of Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, amen, the way they built those bridges in those days was that they riprapped the instead of pouring concrete all around the end of the earthen fill that came down to the river, they riprapped it with huge rocks, big rocks. And so I went into the woods with the men that worked for Floyd Lindsay and helped them haul those huge sandstone out of the woods. He found a place where they had those big sandstones all over the face of the earth. And he hauled them out truckload after truckload. And we'd load those big heavy stones on those truckloads. Amen. There were some boys that worked with him that belonged to one family in particular. Amen. They'd been raised up as stonemasons all their life. Their daddy had been a stonemason and a block mason and a plaster man and everything that had to do with building and stone and blocks and concrete. He had done it and he brought his boys up. The only thing, he himself was a Christian and his boys wasn't saved. Almost none of them were saved at that time. Even though he was Pentecostal himself, his boys were not saved. His boys were working on this job, and they all smoked. They did real good work as long as the boss was watching them. And they worked. But just as soon as that boss got in his car and headed out, they quit work and started smoking. And they took a smoking break. Amen. And me and an old gentleman were pounding rocks into the stones after they had laid them to fill up the cracks so the water couldn't get in. When the river got up, the water couldn't get in and undermine the earth out from underneath the stones. And we were pounding big rocks into the cracks and filling up the holes that they had left in the stones. And we pounded stones. I was seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost about that time. One night we prayed till 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was the last one in the altar. I was the reason they stayed. I told the old gentleman that worked with me, he went to the Church of Christ, or was a Church of Christ if it had been anything, tell the truth, it wasn't anything. I told him, we had church till 1 o'clock last night. I said, what was it, a Holy Roller Church? He meant, that's just exactly what it was. It was a Holy Roller Church. Amen. But all we worked, me and that old gentleman worked, and we pounded those rocks in between those other rocks, and we'd look over there, and all those other guys are sitting there smoking and talking. Amen. Just as soon as that car drove up with that boss in it, man, they was hard back to work again. Cigarettes disappeared. Amen. And the rocks started flying. Brother Jones. Amen. And they were performing real good eye service. Amen. Near the end of the job, the boss came around to me. And he said, would you like a job with me? He said, I'll take you everywhere. I'm working on a contract if you'd like to go. Amen. And he said, I've been watching you, and said, I've seen that you a good worker. And he said, now these other guys, they think I don't know what they're doing. But he said, I know what they're doing. Amen. They thought that he didn't know as soon as he drove off, they was quitting work. He didn't know as soon as he got out of sight, they sat down for a smoke break. Amen. Did you know that just about everybody is watching us? They know. They already know what kind of a worker we are. They already know. It's already on the tongue of those that are all around us. Amen. Whether we're faithful or unfaithful. Amen. But they don't know half of what God knows. God's looking for faithful men. God's looking for humble men. How humble? Amen. Like a little child. Did I read that to you? I read that to you, didn't I? Amen. Oh, yes. Like a little child. Whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and were cast into the sea. Praise God. Whosoever will give you a cup of cold water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Could I say tonight that if Jesus comes before morning, most of our eternal destiny is already sealed. If Jesus comes before morning, our eternal reward is already made or not made. Our eternal destiny is already sealed. If Jesus comes before we have a chance to do better, it's already sealed. We always intended to do more. We always intended to do better. But oftentimes we used as a reason, Randy Jones, for not doing better was if so-and-so would do better, I'd do better. Amen. If we had a better this, I would do better. If we had a better that, I would do better. If I had a better boss, I would do better. If I had a better church, I would do better. If I had a better pastor, I would do better. If I had a better deacon board, I would do better. If our elders and trustees were doing their job, I would do better. Hey, you don't belong to the elders and the trustees. You don't belong to the deacon board. You don't belong to the, quote, church, end church, end quote. Amen. You belong to Christ. You belong to Jesus. And I'm not the one that's going to reward you at the last day. All I can do is preach. Amen. If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. Payday is coming. But tell me, folks, what if you haven't done any work? Amen. Payday is coming. But tell me what's going to happen to those that won't be faithful. Amen. Amen. Payday is coming. And he's going to call his servants and reward them according as every man's works shall be. We got the best reason in the world to be our best in this Easter season. And that is because we belong to Christ. Amen. Me and E.W. England and O.V. Young was working for $1.50 a day for Floyd Cathy in the hay fields, making Lespedeza hay. Amen. One day was making Lespedeza hay, and I threw a fork full of hay up on the wagon, and it was rattling like it had a grasshopper or a jar fly or something in it. Amen. O.V. was up on the wagon, amen, and he saw what was rattling. He stuck a fork in it and threw it back off. It was a rattlesnake in it. Amen. Ground rattlers were found frequently around that part of Arkansas. That's what we call them, the little short ground rattlesnake. Amen. We was working for $1.50 a day. Amen. A few mornings, O.V. overslept. And me and Dub went on and worked. After a while, hour or two late, O.V. came on, amen, and worked the rest of the day. Floyd didn't say anything until payday come. And he looked right straight at O.V. when he paid me and E.W. England our full day's wages. And he said, "You've been late two or three mornings." He said, "I'm going to dock you for that. And when you get yourself out of bed and get to work on time," said, "you'll get a full day's pay." Amen. O.V. thought he was getting by. But you don't get by. The boss is looking. The one that told us to serve our brothers. Amen. To become a servant to our brothers. Amen. He's watching. And when it comes time for promotion, both in time and eternity, who do you think your boss is going to promote when it comes time for promotion? Huh? Who do you think your superintendent is going to recommend for that higher job when it comes time for promotion? Huh? Amen. That when it came to work late on Monday with a hangover, week after week? Amen. No. He's going to promote the one that took his job to heart and put it first. Amen. The Lord is going to promote in time and eternity those that put Him first, that served Him humbly, praise God, that fellowshipped, even though they were not of our bunch. Amen. John said to him, John's a pretty good guy too, "Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us, and we forbade him because he followed not us." But Jesus said, "Forbid him not, for there's no man can do a miracle in my name and can speak lightly speak evil of me. He that is not against us is on our part, and whosoever will give a cup of cold water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, shall not lose his reward." Amen. Here he ties fellowship and generosity together.
Woo! Glory to God.
Anybody? Woo! Amen. And whosoever will offend one of these little ones. You ever hear anybody say, "I'm going to do as I please. I don't care what anybody says. I got to be me." You ever hear that? Amen. Whosoever shall offend. How do you offend? Cause to stumble. That's what it says in my margin. You look it up. Whosoever will cause one of these little ones to stumble, believe me. How do people stumble that believe Christ? By following bad examples. Amen. God help us to set the right example, because he goes on to say, "It is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea." Amen. than to offend. Cause to stumble. Lead astray one of these little ones. Preacher said to me one time, as a young preacher said, "Won't you come and go with me?" He said, "We'll make the rounds. We'll pick cotton down in Texas, and we'll make the rounds back up through southern Arkansas." And said, "Springtime," said, "we'll pick strawberries down at Ball Knob," and said, "we'll come on up," and said, "we'll make the cotton fields in Arkansas." A little bit later in the fall, and said, "we'll preach in between times," and said, "I'll get you acquainted with the racket." That's exactly his words. Amen. With the racket. I didn't know preaching the gospel was supposed to be a racket. Amen. But some folks have made a racket, maybe out of it. Amen. I'm not against picking cotton. And I've picked a lot of strawberries in those rocks in the hills of Arkansas. And I've drug that cotton sack to the end of the row of many a frosty morning. Amen. I'm not against picking cotton. Amen. But I'm against making a racket out of preaching the gospel. How do you keep from making a racket out of it? Praise God. Get out of debt and serve. Amen. Work. Do something for God. And the Lord's looking for men and women that's willing to give their life for the service of God. Stand with me. It's Palm Sunday. Amen. They call it the triumphal entry. One preacher called it the triumphal exit. Amen. Jesus was about to make his exit. He would go the last mile of the way. Amen. What are you looking for out of the church? What would you like to see in the church? Be that. Let God make you that. Let God perform that in you. And pray that God will perform it in me. Amen. Ere I go hence to be no more. Pray one for another. God will encourage the work. But of all things, work, work, work for God. Work very hard for God, one paraphrasal says. One translation says. Amen. Work. Work and pray till Jesus calls you. Help together in the grain. Then with joy we'll meet the Savior when our Lord shall come again. Father, bless your faithful. They have come seeking God. Bless their motives and purify them and enhance them, Lord, with your touch on their life. Put joy in their step. Put joy in their soul. Praise God. May they be satisfied in the service of the King. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's seek God tonight. Would you like to have something from the Lord? What did you do with that last He gave you? Were you faithful with it? God help us to use what He's already given us, that He might give us more. You want a closer walk with God? Don't be afraid to tarry. Praise God. Get to work at it. Stay at it till a blessing comes. Stay at it till the power falls. Stay at it till you pray through. We need prayer warriors. We need prayer ministers.